The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The theme of your program is Think on These Things. As I'm going to continue, I want you to think on these things. If you're a graduate already, you have to think on these things. Because some of the things here are the things that we see as a life example in the life of my father in the Lord, and we make use of it. I believe so much in sharing practical example and showing you something. I don't need to go to London or Kafansha to cite an example. There is a living example here. I want to say this. If any member of Impact House pass through this church, pass through our father in the Lord, and you are not the best amongst your peers, it's your fault. When he was a worker working in an organization, whenever they do regional something, he will come back and tell me, Okoyemi in the region of region, I don't know the way they call it, Rotimi Kufuriji, one. In your organization, they must not count 2-3 people before mentioning your name. It kept ringing it in my head. I will never also forget working in the church as a graduate. And I have a small table, and that table is still in this church. I can't sit. I used to sit at the back. It's there. God bless you. That's my first official table in my life. It's a green table. It's at the back there. That's my table, and I have a plastic chair. And that's my office. My office had no window at the beginning. Then God bless my office. I had another window. And my mate then, they were all doing well, working in the bank, working everywhere and all of that. And my pastor would tell me, if you serve God, God can never cheat you of anything. Whatever you think your colleagues have gotten, you will meet them and overtake them. It became a national anthem to me. At a point, I was like, I don't see a future here. I cannot be a graduate working in the church for nothing and all of that. But it kept pushing into me, and I'm going to say this before I move on. We were four in number that we started the mentorship. We never knew that we were undergoing a mentorship program. And it is not by anything. There is no time, because of the level of the work in the hands of the man of God, he can't devote that kind of time he devoted for us. So the little time you have with him, utilize it. We were so close to this man of God, always pushing us. When he's going for program, we follow him, tell us. I remember we were traveling one day and he advised me, the first advice about marriage. When you are going to your in-law's house, do not go there empty-handed, he told me. If you go there today and you have to go there tomorrow, you must go with something. He was teaching me the practical things I need to do in my life, including my marriage. No wonder the marriage has become heaven on earth through the teaching and the mentorship of my pastor. Now, some of us that we started together, at a point it became so tough that I also wanted to bow out. I said, I'm not interested again. I can't cope. You can't work with my father and people working with him now you are enjoying. I can tell you. In those days, he would tell us the rigorous things. I thought he was being wicked to us. He would tell us, go and sort it. It was a national anthem to us. Go and sort it. We were sorting anything. Anything sortable, we sort. Listen to this. There is no challenge that has ever come my way that I have not sorted. In my office today, when that young man was saying, by the privilege of God, I am the youngest management staff, very young. And I have attended to different difficult issues that the spirit of sort it enters me, and I have to sort it. Now, sorting those difficulties put me on the verge of promotion. And I have never for once in 6 months remain on a position. In 6 months, I've joined the organization almost 3 years, but in 6 months, I have not remained in a position. One of the people you should envy are people working in the church. Bro Shola, I envy you. I love him so much. Anytime, listen to me. I don't care whether you are a banker or you are anything. Anybody working in the church, you are preparing a future for yourself. My wife now, my fiancée then, called me one day. I said, hey, she reported me to mama that I don't have time for her. Why? Because we are always pasting banners. I have a bus which became a personal car, a 14-seater bus turned to a personal car. I was driving this bus throughout the city of Ilorin. The GI is something else. In the night, you don't dare it. I love this bus so much. Pasting banners everywhere, and everybody knows me with that bus in this city. God was preparing the future because we were serving God. The people that couldn't endure those times, they ran in a hurry. It is not a matter of mouth. Where we are today, the distance that my pastor will say is like traveling from here to London. Why? Because they didn't wait. Last week, we are still under the training. We still receive training on a consistent basis. One thing you must not fail to have is to have a mentor. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I'm telling you what helped me, and I want you to make use of these things. I want to be so practical with you. You must have a mentor, and you don't need to look for a mentor elsewhere. You have it here. The few times you have, make use of that opportunity. Because whatever you are learning now is to transform your life when you get out there. You have to come to church. You can't undo little things. Sometimes when I see some things that goes wrong now in the church today, I laugh. Because of work, more responsibilities, my pastor is becoming very soon. In fact, he's already a grandfather. He has spiritual grandchildren. Very soon he's growing, and then the time is no longer there. Now, they give you some responsibilities to do. You can't take it without looking back. You are always after money. Any student or any young person that is always seeking for money before responsibilities will never get money. What best money is responsibility. Be responsible, then money will come. Number one school that you must gain admission to after leaving University of Ilorin is the school of service. Service to God. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26, a popular scripture. And you shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take away sickness away from the midst of thee. Verse 26, please. There shall not encast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The numbers of their days I will fulfill. When I was planning for my wedding and all of that, there were some things that came up. One pastor somewhere with my wife's family, and I was around, and the man started speaking gibberish. And because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when he was saying all those things, I waved them aside. As a matter of fact, my wife got pregnant exact day I met her. Exact day I met her. We don't need to struggle to have children. Now, I am cautioning myself for having children. Cautioning myself because of responsibilities. I don't want to become, just cautioning myself. Why? Because what others are struggling to have, when you serve God, you have it. Number one school, which is a major school. If I will not talk about other four schools, I don't mind. But the first school you must make sure you find yourself on a daily basis is the school of service. Serving God today is not because I am a pastor. If one of the things I don't want to become in my life is a pastor. My senior pastor knows and my father knows. I don't want to become a pastor. I don't like the title pastor. Even till today, I don't introduce myself as a pastor. My name is Opeyemi. This pastor, no. Not because of anything, because I just want to serve God. We were serving God, and we have not even done anything. We have not. I remember days we would travel for retreats, for programs. We would come back straight to church. We are back in church, working again. When we get home, my father in the Lord will not sleep. I was staying with him for some time, and at the time I used to pray that God should let him sleep on time. Thank God he's not here. I will be praying that God, as we are going to let pastor sleep on time. Because if he doesn't sleep, I can't sleep. I'll be like, how can I go and sleep? My pastor is not sleeping. Even if I'm in my room, I'm not sleeping, because sometimes he just opens the door and comes into the room and wants to tell me some things. It will look so stupid that I am sleeping. But today, many people don't even care. Some even, the pastor will even be talking, some people will even. We were serving God, learning the act of service from Him. We were serving God with everything we had. With our time, we were serving God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In my undergraduate days, I never had time to spend Valentine with my wife. She was my fiancée. Then, we've been married for over 3 years, and we've known each other for 10 years. We courted for 7 years, and we married for 3 years. So we've known each other for 10 years. Now, I want to share the testimony, which I might forget. For our 7 years, I'm standing on this exalted altar. We never mess up ourselves. I married my wife with almost humility as a virgin for 7 good years. No wonder my pastor told me similar story, how God doubled his income after his marriage, and I key into it. When I got married, I had no job. I got married without a job. So after my wedding in December, I got married in May. In December, I got this job I'm doing. I applied for a job as an inspector. Inspector in my office is people they transfer up and down on site to check some things. We were 24. 12 people passed the exam. And out of the 12, one person was employed and is the man standing before you. Not just employed, he was given a position that he didn't apply for. I applied for like a messenger. I was given a managerial position. Somebody came to me and said, "Who is your father?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You are using something." I said, "Yes, I am using something. I use anointing oil. I use the service of God." Hallelujah. What others were struggling for, the woman interviewed me, a white woman. Fortunately, she was born on the same day with my senior pastor, November 29. So during the interview, I told her, she said, "Where have you worked before?" I said, "I worked in a church." I didn't even mention other organizations I've worked. I mentioned church. I work in a church. "This is a construction company. You work in it." I said, "Yes, I was involved in the construction of an auditorium of 250 capacity. I was also involved in the construction of over 2,000 capacity. Involved. There was no engineer that gave us anything about this drawing. We didn't have any engineer. We only have supervisor, the man standing, and some other people. Impact Arena, we didn't have any special engineer. We were pushing wheelbarrow, breaking the thing ourselves, directing bricklayers ourselves." And he said, "Yes." I said, "Yes." He said, "Okay, fine, you can work in a construction company." I never knew I would work in a construction company when I was busy constructing the house of God, working day and night. So when you prepare yourself for service, the woman told me, said, "I just like you." Why I like you, I don't know. So when I came back, she didn't ask me during the interview, she didn't ask me much questions. So when I came back, and then they said, "Congratulations." I said, "For what?" Said, "You have been given a managerial position." And everybody in the organization started looking at me, like, "Who is this boy? Where is he coming from?" They didn't know that I carry something. Tell your neighbor, you carry something. You can't carry anything if you are not serving God. You can't carry nada if you are not serving God. What you carry is your certificate. What got my job for me was in my certificate. It was the certificate, the service of God, got me the job. And today, God has been moving us a step further. And we have never stopped serving Him. I haven't gotten to that level. So, the number one school I'm telling you tonight, God should grant me speed, is the school of service. You graduate from here, you are in your service year, please serve God. During my service year, I wasn't a copper. It is NYSC, I've told you before. My mates were National Youth Corps serving Nigeria. I was busy serving Christ. I came back for reason best known to me. I returned back to church. And that 1 year of my service year, God uses as a propelling factor for me to settle my case. So I didn't waste my service year. I was serving God. If you are serving God today, whatever your mates have, you will get it. More than enough. Enough. More than enough. That you come to church, you walk in church, they look down on you, you're a church worker. If you check my CV tomorrow, I wrote it there. Church admin, so-so-so year to so-so year. I was the worker here. It's part of my CV. I didn't remove it. It's part of my CV. In fact, I talk more of my work in this church as a church administrator more than any other place, because this is where my experience came from, not in any other place, not even as a student in the university. Make service a part of you, and you will serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your bread and your water. He will bless. Not only that, he will now take away sickness from the midst of the, and none will cast their young. That is in the place of service. I just hope they are recording this thing so that you can have it on your phone and keep listening to it. Even me myself. Service. Keep serving. Just keep serving. Whether convenient or not, you can't be serving God and you are serving God is not convenient, people. If serving God is convenient for you, you are only a Christian. There's a difference between a Christian and a servant of God. What makes a servant is service. What makes a Christian is just coming to church. He's a Christian, he goes to church. You must be committed, whether pastor is here or not. Part of the service is when you live here, don't forget this ministry. It's part of service. Join the alumni group. We are going to push everybody here, the final year student, into the alumni body on Sunday. We are going to welcome you to that body. And I want you to come on that platform once you leave here. Do not forget this ministry. This ministry has impacted you. It's part of service. Anywhere I go, I talk about Impact House. I have Impact House shirts, as many as I can. I wear them to work. I appreciate to everybody say, yes, it's my church. Impact House, see, my church. Serve God. That's number one school. Let me rush. The second school is the school of wealth creation. The school of wealth creation. After now, you have been counting book. Let me use that English, please. You have been counting book. I think Kawe. Now, you need to start thinking to count money. You can't count book and not count money. Money answered all things. One of the reasons why many are poor is not because they don't serve God. It's because they don't think about it. And what you don't picture, you can never capture. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I told my wife something when we were cutting. I said, when you carry my pregnancy, you will never climb Okada. I told her. And at that time, I don't have a car. I had adopted church bus. I said, you can never carry my baby and be climbing Okada up and down. I told her. So when we got married and she was pregnant, I had a personal car of mine then. And they were using it, managing life and all of that. And one day I call her attention. I said, do you remember what I told you sometimes ago? That you never carry my baby with you. He said, yes. He said, it's happening. Why? I thought of it. And I got it. Not to exaggerate, I have used in my life almost 7 to 8 cars. In my life, short life now, and I have not paid for one. I don't know how much they sell a tire. My first car was given to me January 17, 2013, if I'm not mistaken. I was in the church in the evening, and the person called me. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in church, okay. And they drove the thing, enter, very good car. The person alighted from the car, wind down. I said, enter. I thought he wanted to send me on an errand. So I entered the car. He said, wind down. I wind down. Wind up. I wind up. Start it. I start it. Off it. I off it. You like it? I like it. It's for you. And he turned back. And he turned back from there. I was looking at him. I don't know what to say. Whether to say thank you or to say God bless you or to say you are blessed or to say, I don't know what to say. I was just looking. Because leaving the house in the morning, I climbed Okada. And coming back in the evening, I came back with a car. Just in the place of service. Thinking of it, we thought of it. We thought of it. The thinking factor of making wealth is very important. Do you know what I did? I went to buy a key holder. People that are close to me know. I put the key of my room there and the key of the church. So anywhere I go, I dangle the thing like this. As if it's my car key. Thinking of it. One day I went somewhere and somebody said, did you bring your car? I said no. Immediately I said no, the spirit come back to me. I said, that was the test. I said, sorry, I made a mistake. I actually didn't bring it now, but it's coming. Few weeks after the car came. When you think about wealth, you get it. One of the things you should understand in the school of wealth creation is hard work. Somebody say hard work. There is no food for lazy man. That is what I hear people say. No food for lazy man. You are a student, you are not working. As a student, I was a student. I was working. During holidays, I don't go home. I stay back in the learning, working to make money. Now, the work I was doing, I would like, let me shock you. Anybody knows at Gar Imam? No, not Gar Imam. Where there is this, what's the name of this place? No. Large camp or something along towards Alikma University. Anybody know that place? What's the name of that place? Adewale or something. Oando filling station or Ma? No, Giri Alimi. After you pass through, yes, you pass through a long show, go down after Alikma University. I have trekked from Taiwo Junction at Unity. I have trekked down to that far after Alikma University before. Trekking while we were walking and we were sorting, no money for transport. So the money with me, I need to trek in the morning so that when I'm coming in the evening, the sun is out and I can take a cab. We're doing it with passion, thinking, wealth. How to make money. Hard work. We're not tired. Never tired for work. Listen to me. Till now, let me show you. Today, I left my house very early in the morning. I walked at Imowe this morning. I left Imowe. I walked in Ibadan. This today. And I'm here again this evening. And I still want to go back if they allow me to. Today. That is work. You have to keep working. The senior pastor of this church is the definition of hard work. Somebody say hard work. Hey! If you are close to him, you know. Hey, I told you now, I used to pray that God just let him sleep today. Anytime we come back and he's feeling sleepy, I said this is answer prayer. Because I don't know. He will sleep by 12, 1, 4 o'clock. I've heard his voice. I said, oh God, what kind of. I have no option. You have to be on your feet. Because he will come once in a while to open your door. God help you. You are not praying at that time. You are still sleepy? You are surprised that is that the same senior pastor? Hard work. You can't be hard working and not make money. It's not possible. Now, when you do the right thing. Now, the second, number two point on that hard work is thinking ability. I talked about it. You must think about wealth with your hard work to make it. If you don't think about wealth, you can't make wealth. You have to think it. I can never be poor. Never. Poverty, no. Number three point is venture right. That is, do the right thing by asking God. Venture right. To make money, you must venture right. If others are selling guguru and you are selling guguru and you didn't ask God, you are your own. You must venture right. That's one of the things. I have asked God before that, why am I in this organization? And I saw the reason why I was there. Venture right. I pray to God, God, the job that will give me time to serve God, Lord, give to me. God gave me one. And let me shock you. I was telling them in my office, I said, forget all this accolade I enjoy here. Forget fine office, forget good car, forget this allowance, forget that allowance. My days are numbered here. I'm not seeing myself spending long time. I am to work for people for a particular years. The moment I clock a certain age, I quit, I begin to work for myself. It's part of thinking and venturing right. One of the things you should do, working for anybody after school, is to make money, capital to start something for yourself. There is no amount of money somebody is paying you in life. You remain a servant to that person. One, then you can never become highly prosperous. You can't be working for somebody and blow, lie. Because anything that controls your time controls your life. Time, lifetime. And your employer is always controlling your life. So many occasions I want to go somewhere and they just call me, young man, report so-so place. Take the advanced flight and report so-so place. Yes, sir. You can't say no. Because payroll is coming at the end of the month. But it's just for a short time. That is part of thinking for a cut. Don't think to work as an employee forever. No! You can never do that and be rich. You can be averagely okay. You have a car, you build a house, 3-bedroom apartment, then you send your children to private school, not the best private school, or maybe even the best private school because maybe your organization is paying well, and you begin to live on salary. The moment they stop paying salary, then you are in shit. But working for yourself make you to be abundant and sufficient. One of the things you should not forget if you're a Yoruba person here. Ise de omalase je, owo re omalase la. Let it be ringing in your head right from your service year. It must be ringing in your head. Because you are working anywhere does not mean you should not think to make more money. Think. It's part of the thinking faculty to make money. It's a school. They've been spending on you. As from once you are done, you begin to spend on people. Yes. So you must make money to spend on people. People will start visiting you now. You have been the one visiting before. Now they'll start visiting you. When there is no money, how will they come visit it? Ask God. Hard work, thinking ability, venture right by asking God. Number three, school that you must go to is the school of marriage and family. School of marriage and family. I am telling you about everything you need to do after school, all the school you need to go after school so that you can know. I've talked about the school of service. I've talked about the school of wealth creation. I'm talking about the school of marriage and family now. Let's open our Bible to, in that second part, second school, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, said, blessed be the Lord who giveth us power to make wealth. It is God that gives us the power to make wealth, but we need to do all the things highlighted in order to help us to make wealth in the school of wealth creation. And before I leave that point, I want you to also know this, that being a Christian does not make us a pauper. Being a Christian does not make us a pauper. I jettison and I abolish this demonic teaching. They taught us that when you are serving God, you must be poor. It's a teaching from the pit of hell. And I ate it with every anger that is of the Lord in me. How can you be serving God and you are poor? It's a sign that you are not serving God. The Bible says, and ye shall bear much fruit. You have to bear fruit serving God. Number three, school, the school of marriage and family. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, popular scripture. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And do what? Obtaineth favor. Number one thing you need to do in that school is to ask God. In the school of marriage and family, listen to this, is to ask God. If the relationship you find yourself now is not from God, start thinking to quit without wasting time. One of the things you should do as a lady, listen to this. If you're a lady, don't look for a tall, dark, handsome, money loaded, all those stuff. No. Look for a man that fears God and that serves God. Then you have everything. If you look for a man that is money loaded, tall, dark, or light, handsome, I don't know what ladies has to do with tall guys. I don't know. I want a tall guy. Sometimes they tell you, I want 6 packs. When somebody, listen to this. One of the things you should go for in a man is the man that fears God. The man that is serving God. When you ask him, listen, my wife then used to complain, you don't have time for me. You kill Jesus. I said, yes, I kill Jesus. She reported me. But I told her one thing then. I said, check the difference. Isn't it better for me to be running after God than to be running after the things of the world? And today, you begin to see me. I'm smoking here today. I'm drinking here tomorrow. Which one is better? Now, I remember every Sunday in my family is our family day. We invite family friends. Sometimes we invite church members. They come to our house. Then on some occasions, we don't do that in our house. I go out with my family. Sunday is a special day that I have for my family, and nothing takes it. After service, I spend time with my family. It's a family day. And one day, we were out in a nice place enjoying ourselves, and I told her, do you remember those days when I don't even have time to come and say hello to you on Valentine? And all your mates, that their boyfriends were coming, or their fiancé, or whatever they call it, saying, bringing nonsense cake, the cake that lasted only in the university, bringing bread colored with red and white, deceiving yourself, bringing cake and all sorts of nonsense. Now, how many of those of your friends end up with those guys? She said nothing. And I said, okay, how many of those of your friends now that are better than you? She said, she can't, because I know all of them. I know all of them. They were the one enjoying life then. They were the big girls. They were taking them to Alata in Ogbomosho, taking them to everywhere. But I had no place to take my wife. I don't even have time to even visit her. Funny enough, sometimes I even forget to call her on Valentine because I was busy. Seek for a man that loves God and fear God, and this man will love you and seek after you. Think about you and your children. If you ever go for a man that is loaded alone, and that is your criteria, because ladies, you like money. And to be, I'm sorry, mama, with all due respect, listen to this, the most expensive commodity on the planet Earth is women. Very expensive. Before I got married, I didn't know. Because then I wasn't doing, you know, I don't have time. But now, it's expensive. There is a way she packaged her test. Thank God she's not here. When I'm at work and she needs something. Hi there. This, da, 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 da. After she has lived the epistle of herself, and she will put at the hand, I love you so much. Mwah. So that was a bribe to whatever she wants to collect. I want to make my hair, this one, your children diapers has finished, that one, I need this, I need that. Apart from that, well, I said, when a lady buys a blue top, she must buy a blue bag and a blue shoe. Who is paying for all of it? The man. Fine. I know money is good, but don't let that be only determining factor. Seek for a man that loves God. If you seek for a man that loves God, this man will love you. You don't need to keep praying, God, let my man love you. Say, like, I've never heard my wife pray about me. Let my husband love me. I love that forever. Why? Because I can see my father in the Lord. Why? Because we don't need to start thinking of that. You must go for somebody that loves God as a brother. I like the figure of the sister. It's good. Figure is good. That figure will talk to figure in your bank account very soon. I like her figure. Is that what we are talking about? She can sing. Who cares? Is that what make a good woman? A good wife? Oh my God. See her beauty. Let her wake up in the morning and see her. Whether the beauty will still be there. All this part. Women, please, ladies, please, this packaging you give to people now, the judgment will start from women, if care is not taken. Because everything we see now is artificial. If you don't ask God, and you went to buy a artificial commodity, thank you. You must ask God, number one. Number two, you must prepare yourself for marriage. You are not too young to prepare for marriage. Listen. I set a target for myself. At a so-so age, I must be married. At a so-so age, I want to stop giving birth. I set a target for myself. So when others were saying, the year I got married was the year I set for myself as an undergraduate, not even a graduate. I'm going to get married in 2014. My friends then reminded me when I was rounding up my master's, okay, you said you are getting married this year. I never knew they remembered. And I told them, yes, I'm getting married this year. And I got married that same year. You must prepare yourself for marriage. One of the ways to prepare is by reading books. Read books. Preparing yourself for marriage is not sleeping around with your partner, going to her house, cooking for him, washing his clothes when you are not yet married. That is not preparing for marriage. Prepare yourself spiritually. Read books to prepare yourself. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, all those kind of stuff. You have a love book, spiritual books from spiritual great men of God that you can read. Prepare yourself. Many of you don't even know what they call love. You just say, I love you. If you don't know what you call love and you use that word again, learn, read. Be learn and relearn on all these things. It will help you a lot. Study, prepare yourself. Then invest in your marriage and in your family, because that is what makes you your family. No matter the amount of money you make, no matter the kind of service you give to God, if you don't have a good family, then nothing to show. You must make sure that you are serving God and your family is serving God and you invest in your marriage. That is the third school. Now, I want to quickly say this in that section. Going back home, your fiancé is not a Christian, not just a Christian, he's not a servant or serving God. Please, go and ask God. God, is he the person? Is he the person? It's not a factor that he is a member of this church. It doesn't matter. Listen to me. It doesn't matter that you listen to the same message. Church is like a hospital where different people comes. So, if you think because you are in church and you have seen the person, you are deceiving yourself, you might carry somebody else's issue. Ask God. I like that sister. She's the choir leader. Ask God. Is he a required leader? So that you not marry something else. Prepare yourself. And this is the time to start preparing. Pray into your future. God, my marriage. I started praying concerning my marriage when I finished my secondary school. Real prayer. I've been praying small prayer primary school. They said they pray in the church. I pray very well. Secondary school, I pray very well. I started praying about it seriously in all my prayer points when I finished secondary school. When I gained admission till my, I started praying about my future. And everything I wanted about my future, about my family that I prayed about is what I'm seeing now. Pray into your future. The family you want to have. How you want your family to look like. Invest into it and pray. Number four school that you must get into is the school of improvement. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. And the path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more and more. That is a room for improvement. The school of improvement. You finish your first degree, don't stay there. Go for more. Number one thing you should do, set short time goals for yourself to improve. If you don't have a short time goals, you're your own. If I ask you now, what are your short time goals? Many people don't know. What are your long time goals? You don't know. Don't be living your life on default. You know what they call default? You just come, you wake up, you sleep. They ask you to go to tanker, you go tanker. They say, okay, Odo, you go, okay, Odo. You don't have a definite structure of your pattern of how you're going to spend your day. Set a short term goals for yourself. It will help you a lot. Number two, work on yourself. One of the things my senior pastor helped in my life is working on myself. One day, there's no time we travel together, you must buy books. And one day, I collected my salary. And I bought 11 books in one day. 11, with all my salary. And he came back and saw me. He said, who wants this book? You want to go and resell? I said, no, I bought them. He lied. And he said, you are just coming up. I was mad. I cannot buy 11 books. And all you cannot even encourage me. I said, you are just coming up. I never knew it was just preparing me. Keep improving on yourself. You can never see this man talking to you without reading. It's not possible. It's a taboo. Even my son, my small son, he must read. Have you read today? The same way I will ask you, what did you eat in the morning? I will ask you, what did you read? What have you read? How many books? You must improve yourself. Some people, what you know, when you are in another level, see what you know today. You want me to test you? I know what I'm talking about. I meet a lot of people on a daily basis. A young man came to our office one time, we want to interview an employ him. To have 2-1 or first class is not the criteria. Sometimes what you have here is what matters. So many people pass through university, but they have nothing upstairs. It's water. It's just only water, nothing. You can imagine a first class or 2-1 student. You are asking the person, he said, what is gent? The person is saying, what do you mean by gent? After you don't know what is gent? All these things you learn them. Improve on yourself. Number three, go for more knowledge. After first degree is not enough. Go for more. So your second degree, don't stop at MSc. Don't start at BSc or BA Greek or B whatever. That is the cheapest qualification anybody can have now. The cheapest. Because immediately I finished my master's, I want to employ for PhD. And I was like, am I going to be teaching? I said, no. Okay, fine. Let me start with it. I'll look for a professional body. And I joined. I enrolled myself into the ACFE, Association of Fraud Examiner. It's an international body that deals with audit. And I started doing something in that regard and I fell in love with it, seeking for more knowledge. You can't just because we're a pastor, we serve God, and we don't improve ourselves. No, keep improving yourself. Seek for more knowledge. Even after MSc, go for more. You're an accounting student, seek to get your ICAN, ACCA or whatever. Don't you like it when you see people's name? If not for humility, if you see at the back of the name of my pastor, you see different qualifications there. You must seek for more knowledge. The last school that you must go as a roundup is the school of legacy. The school of legacy. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Please, can we have it on the screen? Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22 talks about how you leave inheritance for your children. The school of legacy is one of the schools you must find yourself. And a good man and a good woman also, liveth an inheritance to his children And the wealth of the sinner is laid upon the just. You must leave something for them. You must. The fact that your parents didn't leave anything for you does not make you not to leave something for them. You must work and plan for your children. That is legacy. And you have to start thinking it right now, from now. Thinking of buying chairs for your children. Thinking of building their future. Investing into their future. Listen to me. I don't want any of my children to graduate and start. They have something already in their names. They just finished, they begin to go. Invest into their future. That is a life, a school of legacy. It's a school that you can never, you have to find yourself in. And you have to start thinking about it from now. Think of your future. We will live long. Nothing will happen to us. But make sure you think of your future by investing into your future. Not for anything. Don't use all your hands to eat. Don't let your own be like that. As we are making money, think. I got my first property in my life at age 20 something. Not even up to, far away from 30. Nobody encouraged me. Nobody told me I have to. I was working in the church. You have to think of something. Have a legacy for your children, for your wife, for your parent. I'm going to say something about this. Your parent has labored so much on you. You must think of them. It's part of the legacy. You must take care of your parent. They sponsor you to your first degree. If they are privileged, they can take you to your second degree. Somebody like me. Not that I'm not privileged, but I didn't bother them. But you must think of your parent. Take care of them. Don't allow anybody take the place of your parent. I beg you, whether you are married or you are not married, put the place of your parent in the place of your parent. Take good care of them. I know what I'm talking about. Take good care of them. I lost my father. And what pained me most was the fact that this man did not enjoy what he labored for. Not because he died, but because he didn't enjoy what he labored for. And I was saying, I'm not going to do any burial ceremony. I don't have any money to spend when I didn't take it. Somebody come and said, it's not like that. And somebody began to call my attention to the little things I've been able to do for him when he was alive. And I started thinking, as a student of University of Learning, having a little business, working, I will send money home instead of collecting money. As a student, undergraduate, not studying my master. My first degree, I was sending money home. I said, thank God I was able to touch this man's life. He said something on my convocation day. He said, I never know what it means to send a son to a university. Because the only school fees he paid was my entrance fee, 100 level, and my first semester, 200 level, which was 6,300 naira. That was in 200 level. That was the only school fees he paid. So I thought of it. I said, okay, fine, I was able to do something. Take good care of your parents. It's part of the legacy. They spend so much on you. It's not a time for you to be just enjoying and forget them. Those at the school you must think of. I want to rush through them. Number one, the school of service. Number two, the school of wealth creation. Number three, the school of marriage and family. Number four, the school of improvement. Number five, the school of legacy. Now, if your parent cannot think of you and think of what you can do for them, even from now, then it's a shame. I am putting so much into you as you go into the world, that to become a better you, you have a lot to do. Make sure you find yourself in all these five schools. Don't be deceived that after school, you begin to jump and begin to visit uncles. It's not the time. Final paper, sign out. What are you signing out? You are just beginning. Yeah, we are signing out. Final paper. You now begin to visit. Timak Pari, final paper. I will go to Port Harcourt, spend 3 weeks. Okay, I will go to Abuja, spend 2 weeks. I will come back to Lagos, spend one more. Before my service here. That is the time you should find yourself preparing for your future. Thinking about all these five schools. Don't waste time. Most of our mates that wasted time, we know where they are today. You don't even have 1 month to waste of your life. I want to round up with this word. I beg of you. What you are hearing today is on the platform of Impact House, impacting you, because I have been impacted. That is what this ministry is all about. It's a network of impartation. Somebody imparts you, then you impart others, and that person impart others until the name of the ministry is known all over. Do not forget this ministry as you go. Do not. Think about this ministry. Think about what this ministry has invested into you, and be productive on the platform. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you go, you will become 100 times better than your colleagues in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I should tell somebody, the mark no one has ever set in your family, somebody is setting it today in the name of Jesus. The person didn't say good amen. He said, you are here, what nobody has ever done in your home before, what nobody has never recorded in your lineage before, is starting from you in the name of Jesus Christ. I will pray that prayer one more time. I am the youngest man in my lineage. I can say it anywhere. To drive a car at my age, the youngest. I am the youngest man in my family to get married at my age, not impregnate somebody, get married at my age. I am the youngest person in my family that can do one or two things that I will not mention. I pray for you tonight that the protocol that nobody has never broken before, the line, the margin that nobody has ever crossed before, I decree upon the grace on the God's servant on this commission and the grace working in this ministry, you are breaking that record in the name of Jesus. Every power waiting for you after graduation, Lero Siakata, Magado Suketola, Lero Sikiparanke Akata Zuzuzo. Every power that wants to terminate your life, every power that wants to subdue your destiny, every power that wants you to become a wanderer after graduation, I curse them tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree concerning somebody, the mark of God begin to follow you everywhere you appear in the name of Jesus. When it is time to paste the names of graduating students, Arakia Katasu Kapara, Yero Suketo Zia Kapara Kotosa. Thank you, Jesus. Every spirit of almost, your name is almost there. It remains small, just one point. All these spirit of almost, I curse them tonight in the name of Jesus. Without stress, without struggle, you are graduating well in the name of Jesus. Hey, God will make everything to work for your favor. Everything standing as a mistake for you. Every power waiting for you at the point of success. Every power waiting for you at the point of graduation. We want to go and wait for her. I send the word of the Lord before right now. And I consume them before you arrive in the name of Jesus. As you are going on from this university, God is preparing you into a favor market in the name of Jesus. Right from your NYSC, I decree the grace of God upon you, the blessings of God upon you, and the mercy of God in the name of Jesus. You shall be great. You shall be great. The blessings of God is upon you. I decree into your destiny what your parents never enjoyed. What your parents never enjoyed, where your parents never got to, the level that your parents never have access to, I launch you into them tonight in the name of Jesus. Everything you have done as a student that will debar your future, every mistake you have made right from your youth, right from your primary school days, from your 100 level, the mistakes you have made that is waiting for you, I curse them and I ask for the mercy of God for you in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace of God. Receive the blessings of God. As you go, I launch you into the hands of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You shall be greater than I. You shall be greater than the senior pastor. You will do well. Some people are here, you are the wife of the president, wife of the governor, wife of ministers. I can see business entrepreneur. I can see great men, great women in this commission in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Talk to your neighbor and tell him or her,
wow,
congratulations.
I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.